Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW1590AM Denmark, W250CV.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. For the third time in a week, an unknown object was shot down over North America. Canada's Defense Minister, Anita Anand, says the object was shot down over the Yukon.
We have no further details about the object at this time, other than it appears to be a small cylindrical object and smaller than the one that was downed off the coast of North Carolina.
Crews are now working to recover that object. Police are out in force across France as protesters held a fourth round of nationwide demonstrations against President Macron's pension reformation plan. Nearly a million people marched in cities on Saturday, demanding Macron scrap his plan, which includes raising the age of retirement from 62 to 64. Despite being accused by some of spurring on an attempted coup last month, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says he's planning to return to Brazil in the coming weeks. This is ABC News. Nearly 50 years after prisoners of war were first released from an infamous North Vietnam prison, a museum in eastern Massachusetts opening an exhibit to honor those POWs.
Several American POWs on hand for ceremonies at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson, Mass.
We have two original cells from the Hanoi Hilton. These are the only original cells outside of Vietnam that are on public display.
Museum President Rob Colling says most impressive,
how they survived, how they came together, pulled one another up. Even if they couldn't see one another, they would be tapping messages to one another.
Prisoners like John McCain, James Stockdale, and Bud Day. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As it deals with hundreds of lawsuits over allegations of sexual abuse, the Roman Catholic Diocese of San Diego says it may be forced to declare bankruptcy in the coming months. A letter to parishioners says settling the roughly 400 lawsuits could cost up to $550 million. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Kevy, we are local music. Essential Last Crack from 2002's Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on lead vocals. That is Squeeze It. Before that, Downbeat Dirt Messiah from Burning Time back in 1991. Essential Last Crack every Saturday night, 11 o'clock. Here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. filling in for Rocker tonight. Music on the way from Jimmy at the Prom, Rapscallion. We'll do some Joy's Attack and Cold Black River. Right now is Carbellion, brand new music from them. This song is called Bar Fight on Max Inc. Heavy.
Yeah.
file. Lost in space.
Radio. Radio for the people.
I got the words. I put them in my mouth. I made
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Jimmy or Jimmy at the Prom from Milwaukee, Made of Wax, Cold Black River before that with Oh My Goodness. Speaking of Oh My Goodness, we got some flashback rock and roll coming up after the break here. Half Past Zero from 2007 and Rathscallion from 2002 is next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Push our button and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. For the third time in a week, an unknown object was shot down over North America. Canada's defense minister, Anita Anand, says the object was shot down over the Yukon.
We have no further details about the object at this time, other than it appears to be a small, cylindrical object and smaller than the one that was downed off the coast of North Carolina.
Crews are now working to recover that object. Police are out in force across France as protesters held a fourth round of nationwide demonstrations against President Macron's pension reformation plan. Nearly a million people marched in cities on Saturday, demanding Macron scrap his plan, which includes raising the age of retirement from 62 to 64. Despite being accused by some of spurring on an attempted coup last month, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says he's planning to return to Brazil in the coming weeks. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Cruz.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Yeah.
Back to 2007 with that one, Half Past Zero and Rock and Roll Hell from their album Devils in Disguise. Some Rapscallion before that with San Andreas, one of my favorite songs from 2002 from Rapscallion. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to try to squeeze in some Romero before the night is done. And maybe some older Chaos Revolution Theory and Fall to Rise. Sounds like a plan. Right now, I promised you this last half hour. Here it is. Droids Attack on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Heavy, that is Romero and Take the Potion. I haven't heard Romero in a long time. They're awesome. Droids Attack before that. How you doing, everybody? Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure you get a hold of us, maxincradio@gmail.com, to send us music. And tune in next week, 6 p.m. to midnight, every Saturday night. It's original local music from Wisconsin, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Got that Fall Arise just around the corner right now with my buds in Chaos Revolution Theory from CRT6. This is KMF on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy.
guess you'd say that,
as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2000.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.